Part 6, The Last Days of Christ on Earth, The Betrayal. All things that were written by the prophets concerning the Messiah shall be fulfilled. He will be delivered into the custody of the heathen, mocked, treated spitefully, and misused. They will beat him and put him to death, but on the third day he will rise again. Soon I must leave this earth. For a time you cannot join me in the place where I am going. So let us celebrate one last Passover together. The time approaches when I must suffer, for I tell you in truth, I will not eat of the Passover again, until all that it signifies be fulfilled in the kingdom of God, nor will I drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God has come. This bread of the Passover represents my body, which is given for you. Eat it in remembrance of me. The wine represents God's new covenant of salvation, sealed by my blood, which I do shed on your behalf. I must give my life, as was foretold by the prophets. What sorrow awaits the one who betrays the Son of Man? It would have been better if he had not been born. I am not saying this of you, for I know very well those whom I have chosen. But it has been written, one who shares my bread will betray me. I tell you this before it comes to pass, so that afterwards you will believe in me. You boast that you are willing to lay down your life for my sake. Sadly, you will all desert me on the night of my betrayal, as the prophets have written. I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered. O Father, hear my prayer. If it is possible, let this ordeal pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but your will be finished. Behold, the hour has come for the Son of Man to be abandoned into the hands of evildoers. Beware, those who live by the sword will die by the sword. How can it be that you betray the Son of Man with a kiss, arresting me like a common thief, carrying swords and clubs? Daily I was among you in the temple, and you never laid a hand on me. But this is your hour, and the power of darkness is at work. Do you not realize that I could pray to my Father, and he could send down 12 legions of angels for my defense? How then could the Scriptures be fulfilled that predict it must happen this way? Now the Son of Man will be glorified, and God will be magnified in him.